the whole thing started that Parsan wanted to get political leverage. They say they will have action day. And they planned the action day on 16th of August 1946. That was the day of Muharram, one of their festivities, which is a very colorful festival. And in Calcutta, processions, very colorful processions, used to come from all directions to the central Maidan, central Calcutta, where they had a big, festivities sort of situation. And the colorful processions were really very beautiful to look at, and I still remember we got up on the top floor of our house. In India we have all flat roofs, and we used to fly kite on our rooftop. But anyway, we went up there, it is a four-story house. We went up about 50 feet from the ground, where we could get a better view all over. They started saying, and then all of a sudden there was a big commotion, people screaming and running here and there and what have you, and we heard that somebody had been stabbed in the Muslim riot had started. That was a little shock, not only in me, in my siblings also, who were in a jubilant mood towards something very colorful. And the next thing we came to know that there is some atrocity that started. It was a shock. And then everything went wild. Humans became less than animals in their behavior. Not only Hindus, but also Muslims, and everybody. And everybody started feeling uncomfortable of anybody near him, feeling scared kind of thing. That everybody else is after me, sort of a situation, sort of a thing. And there were killings and all these things that we had witnessed right there with I have not seen any Hollywood movie showing that kind of scene. It's so terrible a memory that there is Jewett after the 64, almost 65 now, 64, 6 years age, that's when I had the experience. Still is in my memory and I do not like it. Anyway, that's what went on. In one country, come to the other country, and like I told you, we humans became much less than even less than animals. Just only for hatred, we killed each other. Hindus killed Muslims, Muslims killed Hindus. The young guards were snatched and raped and made them into prostitutes. On both sides, things happen. You talk to Hindu, they will say the Muslims have done it. Go to Pakistan, ask any Pakistani, they will tell you the same story. I think it happened both ways. Some opportunists took the opportunity to do whatever they can to make their fortunes that way. But one thing for sure I can tell you, that is something that I know. I remember seeing a lot of people coming in, staying fleeing Bangladesh of East Pakistan, coming into our house, staying there for months together before they can establish their foothold in and around Calcutta. I mean, batch after batch did come in. Because we had a big house, my grandfather had a big property, and he had fortunes that he, and he had mind also to share it with everybody if people come in. So people used to come. People came in badges. They were very many relatives shared in life. My father's uncles, four or five uncles, did come at different times from East Pakistan, living in East Pakistan, to stay in Calcutta. They stayed with us before they could, you know, find somewhere to move. Okay. But there were other people with whom I, even today, I do not know if we had any blood or marriage or any kind of relations other than they were just, they were, happened to know my grandfather's name, and grandfather knew some of their relatives or somebody, so said, okay, come on, stay here. That thing I remember. You got to, you know, I was only 6 years old. In those days, in that kind of an atmosphere, nobody would let me go out in the street. You know, alone is out of the question. Even adults will not take me out there because of the situation. Well, interestingly, I never went to school until the fifth grade because the situation was so tense that people in my household decided that it is not safe for me to walk from the school. I had homeschooling for 3 years. That was the situation that happened.